When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. This is the 25th game of the season. It was against the Baylor Bears, and Jalen Bridges is now 3-0 against West Virginia. Baylor wins 94-81, and this game felt like the last game, which felt like the last game. And all of those felt bad. This is 10 games on the season where West Virginia has given up 80-plus. That includes four in a row. That's 10 double-digit losses on the season, including four in a row. The last time it's been this bad was a 2018-19 season, and guys got kicked off the team, and a bunch of freshmen got to play. West Virginia does not have that option. They don't have a bunch of freshmen to play. This is the crew. This is what we did not start the season with, but this is what we have now, and what I say we, and this is what they'll finish with. And West Virginia is now last place in the Big 12, technically tied with the Oklahoma State, but Oklahoma State beat West Virginia in head-to-head, and they beat BYU in Stillwater today. And so if that holds true, West Virginia is on pace to finish last in the Big 12 in three of their last six seasons. That's all bad. The good news is that the season will end, and, you know, then stuff happens after that. But they're not going to keep playing the college basketball season. Like, hey, everybody, you want to push this into the summer? They're not going to do that. It's going to officially end. That's going to be a good thing. And let's get into it. Let's talk to somebody that I've been wanting to have on the podcast. You know them. You love them, maybe. I don't know how much you've dealt with them. ChatGPT. ChatGPT, welcome to Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
Thank you. It's great to be here on Unreasonable Doubt discussing all things West Virginia University basketball. What's the focus of today's episode?
Well, let's start, ChatGPT, by just kind of getting your bona fides. How well do you know the game of basketball?
I've been trained on a vast amount of information, including basketball, so I'm quite familiar with the game. I can discuss various aspects such as rules, strategies, player performances, and historical trends. Feel free to ask me anything basketball related.
Fantastic, and I'll do that. Let me ask you, I've been alive since the year 1980. Can you describe for me and the audience the worst West Virginia University men's basketball season since 1980?
The 2002 to 2003 season stands out as one of the toughest for West Virginia University men's basketball. During that season, the team struggled, finishing with a record of 14 wins and 15 losses. While they showed moments of competitiveness, it was a challenging year overall. However, it's important to note that every season presents opportunities for growth and learning, even in difficult circumstances.
Wow, so you're picking like an early Beeline season as the most struggles. Is that true?
Indeed, the 2002-2003 season was particularly challenging for West Virginia University men's basketball. While there may have been other seasons with similar or worse records, this one stands out due to its notable struggles and below-average performance. However, the assessment of the worst season can vary based on different criteria and perspectives.
That's a good point, and it's great to factor in different perspectives, ChatGPT. Let me get your, you say you know ball. Let me ask you this specific question, because the 2023-2024 Mountaineer basketball team, they struggle with getting offensive rebounds and they struggle with creating turnovers. When a basketball team struggles with both of those things, what can a team do to offset those struggles and produce winning results?
Basketball team struggles with offensive rebounding and creating turnovers. They can focus on other areas to compensate for these deficiencies. One approach is to prioritize efficient scoring in the half-court offense, emphasizing ball movement, player movement, and high percentage shots. Additionally, strong defensive fundamentals can help limit opponents' scoring opportunities and mitigate the impact of turnovers. By emphasizing discipline, teamwork, and execution in these areas, a team can still compete effectively and achieve success on the court.
Those are very good points, and yet this team is struggling with the things that you're talking about, ChatGPT. With those things and really any positive things in general, how do you get a team from a coaching perspective to buy in on the principles that helps a team win?
Building buy-in from the team requires effective communication, leading by example, and fostering a positive team culture. Coaches can articulate a clear vision for success, highlighting the importance of key principles such as teamwork, effort, and attention to detail. They can also demonstrate these principles through their actions and decisions, earning the trust and respect of the players. Additionally, providing constructive feedback, recognizing individual and team accomplishments, and fostering a supportive environment can help motivate players to fully commit to the team's goals and principles.
Those are very good points, ChatGPT. Let me ask you this. I brought up in a recent episode of Unreasonable Doubt that a coaching strategy could be to try something that's never been tried before in basketball. And I brought up a 1-1-1-1-1 zone. To your knowledge, is there a record of a team playing a 1-1-1-1-1 zone in basketball? And if not, could that be implemented?
To my knowledge, there isn't a record of a team playing a 1-1-1-1 zone defense in basketball. Traditionally, basketball defenses are structured around variations of man-to-man or zone defenses with different player alignments and strategies. While it's theoretically possible to implement a unique defensive formation like the one you mentioned, it would require careful planning, experimentation, and adaptation to the specific strengths and weaknesses of both the team and the opponents. Ultimately, the effectiveness of such a strategy would depend on various factors, including player skill, opponent tendencies, and game situations.
Okay, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Absolutely. Basketball is a sport that continuously evolves, and coaches are always looking for innovative strategies to gain an advantage. While implementing a 1-1-1-1-1 zone defense would be unconventional, with creativity, experimentation, and strategic planning, it's definitely possible to explore new approaches and potentially find success.
That's fantastic. And that's something I think worth mentioning, is that it is possible with those things that you mentioned.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Let me ask you this, ChatGPT, and this is fascinating, and I really like your perspective and your knowledge on basketball. If a team has, hypothetically, an interim head coach, and that head coach's team has won 8 out of 25 games, they have 7 games remaining. What, in your opinion, does the interim head coach need to do in those last 7 games to give that team the best shot of winning and the best shot for the coach to remove the interim tag and be the head coach for the team for seasons to come?
In the remaining games, the interim head coach should focus on maximizing player development, improving team cohesion, and executing a game plan tailored to the strengths.
Okay, that's to the point. In Big 12 men's basketball history, what has been the ideal resume for a new head coach coming into the league for them to have success at their new school?
Historically, successful new head coaches in Big 12 men's basketball have often had a combination of strong coaching credentials, recruiting acumen, and an ability to adapt to the competitive landscape of the conference. Coaches who have had success at previous programs, particularly those with experience in high-level conferences, tend to fare well in the Big 12. Additionally, coaches who can recruit and develop talented players, implement effective game strategies, and build strong relationships within the program and community have found success in the conference. Flexibility, resilience, and a willingness to innovate are also important qualities for navigating the challenges of Big 12 conference.
Fascinating. Fascinating. So let me throw one more hypothetical at you. And this has, again, been a great conversation, ChatGPT. But if, hypothetically, if Mark Byington, Dustin Kearns, Josh Schertz, Nico Medved, Josh Eilert, and Darian DeVries, if they all entered a basketball coaching competition, who do you think by name alone would stand out and be victorious?
If I had to make a prediction based solely on the names you provided, I would say that Josh Schertz might stand out and potentially be victorious in a coaching competition. The name Josh Schertz has a strong, commanding presence and could evoke a sense of confidence and authority, which are valuable traits in a coaching competition. However, it's important to note that this is purely speculative, and coaching success ultimately depends on a wide range of factors beyond just a coach's name.
That's so true, ChatGPT, and I hate to put you on the spot there, but I do appreciate your insight and you giving that caveat on how you came up with your prediction.
Of course, happy to provide insight. It's always important to consider multiple factors when making predictions, and in this case, it was a fun hypothetical exercise. If you have any more questions or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to let me.
No, I think that's it for this time, ChatGPT. I'll be interested to hear any audience feedback on your appearance here on Unreasonable Doubt. Without having that, I do welcome you back on and want to thank you for the time. Thanks again, ChatGPT, for joining me on Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure discussing West Virginia University basketball with you on Unreasonable Doubt. I look forward to any audience feedback and would be happy to join you again anytime. Thanks for having me and best of luck with your podcast.
Thanks, ChatGPT.
You're welcome. If you ever have more questions or just want to chat, feel free to reach out.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella is West by Pod. Joel, Jordan,
They break down WVU football, and the WVU football schedule for 2024 is out. There's a full bye week. They start with Penn State. Did you see that one coming? They go to Arizona. All the reactions from Jordan and Joel on the 2024 WVU football schedule. It's on the podcast. Listen to West by Pod. Go to smokingmusket.com. Check out the Discord. Do all the things. Smoking Musket.
Big thanks to ChatGPT for joining me on the podcast. You can find ChatGPT at ChatGPT on the internet. Download the ChatGPT app. If you want to talk to an AI about basketball or whatever, like the AI said, I could talk to him about whatever. And I may take him or her, it sounds like a dude, going to take him up on that. The next game for WVU is Tuesday in the Coliseum, 7 p.m., and they host the University of Central Florida Knights. West Virginia lost in Orlando earlier in the season, and with six games left before the Big 12 tournament, if West Virginia is going to get the double-digit wins, I am of the opinion that they've got to win Tuesday night. I mean, they got to do it, because that and the other games left, three are on the road, problem. The other two are against really good teams, problem. UCF is a good team. I think they're going to make the NIT. This is your best chance to get the nine wins. And then if you can't get a win in the last five, then maybe you sneak a win in Kansas City on the first day. And West Virginia is going to play on the first day. Feel really confident in that as well. So it's 10 wins or bust, and you got to get this one. West Virginia's lost four in a row. UCF comes into this game losing three in a row. And both teams are looking at each other like, you're my get-right game. Not that West Virginia can get right with their ninth win of the season, but to break the streak. They're looking at UCF, and UCF is saying, okay, we've lost three in a row, but now we can play a team we've already beaten, and we get to stay in the Eastern time zone. Something's got to give. And it's going to give on Tuesday night on cable. West Virginia was on cable tonight. Somebody could have been bumping around, flipping channels as you do, and stumbled across the WVU game, and they'll have that chance on Tuesday night on ESPN2. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, Amazon Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2023-2024 season, they have 8 wins and they have 17 losses.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.